F&I's Insider Tip of the Week, brought to you by Jerry Gold, Director of Training for United Development Systems Incorporated.
Jerry Gold and UDS at this week's tip. Here's what we talked about the F&I interview. A deep five tip. We've already covered two points. We found it the why, we found it the when, and always we found it the when. The when is whatever we were offered. I'm going to tell you, I can't stress that enough. It's whatever we were offered. That means if you're not with a customer, you're out with that customer, you want to come and do an interview. Or at minimum, like we talked about, and the where, and all you're going to do is answer to make the customer. So when do you do an F&I interview? You do it way before you start putting everything in the deal drive. You do it way before you start entering everything into the deal drive or the bottom. Don't let your customers sit up there and be good at what they get out there as soon as possible. Jesus, get off your asshole and get out and speak with that customer to get favorable results. That's the way. As soon as you're responsible. If you can't get out there and do it, you need to teach the sales manager and the sales staff how to handle that customer, what to say to the customer. Let's face it, the customer better understand if you're not out there right away and you're in the middle of selling all that time. If you can't get out to the customer because you're 2 or 3 weeks, the customer's going to stay there. But certainly, if the showroom is no customer in the showroom and somebody's sitting there waiting for you to come to see them, the customer's going to stay there. That's just what they want. Let's take a moment to just recap the F&I interview, the three parts that we just discussed. The first part was the why. Why should we do an F&I interview? You need to do an F&I interview to get a favorable result for those questions that the first 5 questions that the customer's asking. Where should we do the F&I interview? We need to do the F&I interview where the customer's most comfortable. And we're going to get the customer comfortable by getting out there as soon as possible and asking the right questions. Where should we do the F&I interview? As soon as possible. And if you can't do it as soon as humanly possible, we need to teach the sales society to say, well, we're going to start to reinforce the fire app and we're going to accept the customer. Once those three things happen, the why, the where, and the when, you're going to sell more, make more money, and you'll be happy to do it. That's the tip of the week.